know it's only first impressions, but thoughts on how Marco will fit into the group as you get ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I moved well on the ice and moved the puck smartly, so we'll get him in a game and absolutely not draw any conclusions from that game. He's a young player, and but there's lots there.
What's this day like for not only the coaching staff, but for the player coming in to try and get him on the same page and make him feel comfortable?
Well, for a younger guy, there's a lot of nerves. And the guys that have been in the room for a while have experienced it before. They're all always pretty welcoming. And then we're going to try to balance how much information we give him about style of play and systems and things like that, because we do want him to just go out and play. Lots of nerves. But you know what? He's got 20 new friends, and it's just like kids going to a different school. They figure out how to get along.
Appears to be on the line with Lowry, at least, yeah, to start. Was that function of you wanted to see him with him? You didn't want to disrupt other lines?
Both. I think, and style of play-wise, too. Adam is really smart positionally, and there's a simple game there, so you kind of, I don't want to move four or five pieces around to put a new guy in the lineup. I like the way Perreault's line did a lot of things last night, so we'll leave those guys together.
Are you expecting Perreault and Myers to be able to play tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Is your message to that team today exactly the same as it was 24 hours ago? Did anything change with everything that went on yesterday?
No. Today was, this is a little bit, I don't think we've done that this year, flown and practiced. So we had a little bit of an unusual day. It kind of goes with all the other things. I don't think I've ever been in a stretch of the number of games that we play in different cities, home included. So this is a little bit of a new territory. But no, and there wasn't much of a message here. There's two or three things that we want to do on a practice like today. They heard that at the start, and we got through it.
Yesterday was kind of chaotic happening. Yeah. Now it's had time to soak in. Has that changed at all?
No, but it wasn't a shocker either, right? So you're prepared for the way this is going to look. We've seen it before. It's happened before. It'll probably hit a little bit home more when you walk into your locker room and you get home and the guy's not sitting in the middle of the room anymore. That'll be the change.
Can you get up? You talked about closure. Can you get a bump from that in some regards, knowing that you have a resolution? These are the guys you're going with.
So certainty a lot of times can help. And as much, maybe more, the same concept with Brian Little being out of our lineup. I think you saw Mark Scheifele step up his game, and you saw Lowry, you know, their minutes are up considerably. Andrew leaves our team, so the left wingers now are going to see a little bit more of a different role change. Another guy in the penalty kill, another guy in the power play is going to get those opportunities. So you know, players are aware of that. They'll be excited about the opportunity to get more, and we'd like to see a jump from those guys.
Outside of the obvious of seeing your club get those three goals after Dallas tied last night, what stood out for you in that third period?
I thought our pace was really good. I didn't think we were tentative at all, and chances against after they made it 3-3 didn't increase. We didn't panic or open up our game, and then after Armia scored the goal, nobody remembers anything anyway.
What's expecting to name a captain before the end of the season?
We're going to go through a process, and it's not something that you can start. You can't do any legwork on that prior to it. We have some strong candidates, but the management and ownership will be involved. We'll talk about it. We'll talk to different players about how they feel about it, how it fits. And I said it last night, but I believe this. Being the captain of a hockey team in Canada, there's more to it than just the symbolic C on your sweater, more than just talking to the officials. You become the face of a franchise, and because of the scrutiny the Canadian teams are, you have to answer questions at tough times. So we'll go through a process. I don't have a timeline for it.
It's safe to say it would be this season, though? Would you hope and expect to have a new captain in place this season?
I wouldn't use either of those two words. It's a real possibility that we'd have a captain this season. I'm not going to put any expectations. I want to go through the process. So it's not something you want to be flipping every couple of years. It's something you want some stability in that. And Dustin's sneaking. But did you want in on something? Okay. So again, Kevin and I haven't even sat down and started to talk about it yet. We're all aware of, I think, who the obvious candidates are, but we're going to talk about a lot of guys.
You don't do player vote or anything else, right? You'll decide, or with
consultations? Not the players will be involved through individual meetings and things of that, but again, in Canada, I think this is an organizational important decision.
But in your dressing room, who makes the final call? Is it you?
No, we'll make it as a group. It won't be in the dressing room. It'll be outside the dressing room.
I see.
Hutchinson's getting a little bit of a groove going. Would you be tempted to go back with him again?
Mike's going tomorrow.
And how come?
For that reason, and I've never put a whole lot of stock in goalies' numbers, but this isn't Pav's favorite place. And very likely that Pav's playing against Florida at home.
It's been about 6 weeks since you've seen Pittsburgh. They're supposed to get Malkin back tomorrow. Thought on them?
They are playing a faster game, and Mike Sullivan does a really good job of holding a structure to a team. So we're going to see that. I think you're going to see a quite a bit different kind of test here tonight or tomorrow than we saw, believe it or not, in Dallas.